druggers. Welcome to a brand spanking shiny as rainbow sparkle sunshine. Dolly Parton probably ain't got enough happiness to spread around to fix what's going on out there. Edition of the Hollywood Hick. This here is me, Brent Paris, the Hollywood Hick, coming to all y'all from Hollywood, California. Sitting up here in the Florida room, looking down on Hollywood Town, just spitting distance from the famousest of intersections anywhere, Hollywood and Vine, all y'all. But you're listening to me right here on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. Put the / listen behind that. Do what I tell you. Put the / listen behind that. You're going to get all the fabulous programming right as it's happening right here on the Crab Diving Network. Okay? Okay. So just do it. Do your ear holes a favor. Bring some joy and happiness and sparkles and sunshine into your life via the Crab Diving Network, okay? You can also follow the Hick here on the Facebook at the Facebook, facebook.com/TheHollywoodHick, and on the Twitters at the H-Wood Hick. Oh, my God. I cannot remember that today for some reason. You know, sometimes you just all of a sudden brain fart. Well, I brain farted on my twit because I don't twit hardly enough no more, because you know why? I go to a place every day where I have to do things, and they keep giving me more and more things to do. It's what happens when you're fucking fabulous. They keep wanting you to do things. So I go in and stir the pot. My title should be like Director of Stirring the Pot. That's what I should be, because all I do is stir the pot. And it's taxing some days. So my brain's hurt, so I don't get my shows done in time. So I'm doing it here on Saturday. It's nice. I just realized a little bit ago that there's a Super Bowl tomorrow. Who the fuck knew that was coming just around the corner? Didn't nobody tell a Hollywood Hick? I wasn't paying any attention. And only thing I really want to see is Lady Gugu anyway, because she's a good performer. I don't care what nobody says about her. She's going to probably kill the fucking halftime show, because that girl knows spectacle and she's a fucking born performer. So it's going to be good. I've seen her live before. The bitch killed it. Back when she was like not so fucking giant yet. She was in just like the Nokia Theater, which is now Microsoft Theater or something. I don't know. Downtown Los Angeles. It was tits ass show. I had a good fucking time. But didn't realize the Super Bowl was coming. So now I'm just going to go hang out with some people, watch the Super Bowl, I reckon, drink some beers, even though I'm not supposed to be drinking beer, because I couldn't get in my goddamn suit pants to go to a New Year's party. So I've been working out. Also, that's another reason I'm grumpy, because I've been going somewhere where I have to pick up things I'd rather not pick up and try to like lose a LB or 2 or 10 or 20, because I done went and got fat, because I go somewhere every day and then I just sit on my ass looking at a computer screen trying to figure out how to fix shit. But that's a different story, because oh my goodness, y'all. Let's just go right there. I can't help it. I wish I couldn't read about this shit. I wish I couldn't pay attention to it. I wish it would just go the fuck away. Just bye, Felicia. I could just say bye, Felicia, to everything that has happened in Washington, D.C., and the nutty, McNutty, nut-a-lot, mother trucking, bitch-ass, crazy-ass, oh my goodness, what the fuck is going on, bunch of people running this country at the moment? I just can't, my brains do not possess the ability to fucking process all the idiocy that is just swirling up in there. I just don't understand. Now, but you know what? Sometimes you need a little help understanding, right? So I was like perusing the interwebs and I came across this article and it makes so much fucking sense. I'm telling you. Say whatever you want to about Howard Stern. I like his ass. I like that he pretty much speaks his mind, and I pretty much know where you stand with him. And he just likes to like stir the pot. Like I kind of stir the pot sometimes too, so I sort of get it. But I don't think he's a bad person. I just think he's sort of just like very opinionated who he is. And if you don't like it, fuck off. If you do, great. Well, just come and watch my show or listen to my show. But him and the Donald, fucking pumpkin head, bitch ass, dead mangy fox with the fart puss, Trump president. I can't believe I have to say that shit. I really and truly don't. But he came out, did an interview somewhere. Here it is. Let me just go over here and click on this thing so I can actually look at what I'm supposed to be trying to talk about. Right. But says here, I got this off of the Raw Story website. I don't know why I look at Raw Story sometimes, because it's always talking about stuff that just sends me into blackout rage about how stupid people are and the horrible, awful things that are going on out there. I just mother trucking can't. Like, I can't. My brains will not allow me to process some of this stuff. Like, I just get all stirred up. That's one good thing about going to this goddamn gymnasium, because I can work out some of my aggressions by, like, pretending like that's somebody I'd rather punch in the fucking face and then punch on a punching bag, and then that kind of works out some of them aggressions, because I can't really walk up to somebody and punch them in the face, even though I'd like to walk up to somebody and punch them in the face, but I can't fucking do that shit because I'm not supposed to do that shit. So you know what I do? I'll just go punch a bag and get my aggressions out that way, or I'll go into the video game and I will just kill things dead when I'm witching or doing other things on there. But I'm telling you, if y'all ain't playing that Witcher number 3 kid Quidio. See, I can't talk today. I should have drank more last night. I didn't get drunk enough, and then my lips probably would have been working better because I'd still have a buzz, but that ain't the case, right? Well, what I'm saying is that Witcher number 3 video game, I'm digressing a whole lot right now, but I'm telling you, if you ain't playing that and you like a video game, you best go out and get you some Witcher number 3. That shit is tits. It's fucking good. I had put it away for a while. Now I've got back into it, which is kind of bad because now I'll get all obsessed with it and then I'll play it too much. But it does help me work out some of my aggressions because I can go kill these monsters. And see, it ain't like I'm killing peoples. I'm killing monsters. That's much better. See, that way you can sort of separate between the two. Whatever. I digress. I'm moving back to my story. Says here, on the Raw story, Howard Stern nails Trump's impending downfall. He wants to be liked. He wants to be loved. That's what Howard Stern is saying, because it's true. Think about it. So, says here, Howard Stern has interviewed Donald Trump many times over the years, back when he was just apprentice Trump, the Trump who owned pageants and would in gritty detail about his experiences. I think there's a word talk missing in there. And would in gritty detail about his experience. Yeah, like it needs to be and would talk in gritty detail. Raul's story. Get your shit together. Oh, my goodness. All right, whatever. He would talk in gritty detail about his experiences with women and celebrities. He considered the iteration of Trump a friend, someone that he liked. But on Thursday, so he said it on his own program. Go figure. He would say something like this on his own program. Jesus Christ. I should have just put two and two together, but sometimes a hick just ain't thinking straight. Well, on Thursday's Howard Stern show, right, over on the SiriusXM, Stern, who is 63 years old, y'all. I didn't realize he was that old, but it kind of makes sense. He's been around for fucking ever. He shared his thoughts about the new president, a person he says wants to be loved, one he didn't think could easily withstand the difficulties and criticisms of holding the office. He can't believe that. Well, that's already obvious right there. Pumpkinhead cannot in any circumstance handle it when somebody criticizes something. He gets so fucking butthurt and gets to tweeting with them little Vienna sausage fingers. It's just become comical to me, but then at the same time, I'm like, oh my God, this is the kind of shit that can't be this comical. Like, you can make fun of your president, make some jabs here and there. Like, people have done that forever, right? But this is just a level of, woo, law. I just like, when you can make a Hollywood hick not really know what to say about how horrible something is, and you know something is straight up stone cold about horrible, is it going straight up? Is it as horrible as, this administration is in such a horrible, horrible mess. It's in as big a mess as Trump is ugly. And that is a lot, a lot, a lot. I'm just saying. But back to my story here, right? I keep digressing because my brain's hurt sometimes after thinking about this shit for too long. But Howard Stern said, and I all this shit makes complete sense. He goes, I personally wish that he had never run. I told him that because I actually think that this is something that is going to be detrimental to his mental health, too, because he wants to be liked. He wants to be loved. He wants people to cheer for him. Like, that's what it is. He just wants all of the benefits and the good part of it, but he doesn't want to have to, actually do the, work part of it. And it's like, if there's a reason all the freaking people leave, when you're president, you leave. If you got a head of, really beautiful brunette hair, you know what you got when you leave? A head of really beautiful gray hair, because that fucking job makes everybody go gray on top of their head. Look at Obama. Look, it did, W just got grayer and grayer and grayer as it went. I think Bill Clinton was gray the whole time, so he's probably been stressing too much. He's probably worried and thinking Hillary's going to catch me at any minute in some of this untoward nonsense that I probably ain't supposed to be doing, but I'm doing it anyway. But this story goes on and says, right, Stern, who said he doesn't agree with Trump's current politics, praise Dolly, because Howard Stern, he couldn't agree with that stuff. Howard Stern is actually a very smart man. I kind of like Howard Stern. Yes, he is a provocateur, but at the same time, he's just sounds smarter to me. I don't know. It's just the way it is. Whatever. Back to the story. I'm not digressing good on this one. So he said he also highlighted what he felt was a disconnect from Trump's criticism of the media and Hollywood and the New Yorker's history. He loves Hollywood. That's what Stern is saying, right? First of all, he loves the press. He lives for it, right? He is always just fucking cannot wait. He loves people in Hollywood. He only wants to hobnob with them. All of this hatred and stuff directed towards him, it's not good for him. It's not good. There's a reason every president who leaves the office has gray hair. See, he's saying the same thing. There's a reason they all have gray hair when they leave, because this shit is stressful and some people can handle it and some people obviously cannot handle it very well. He didn't even stop there. There's more that he said. He said he was echoing statements made by director Michael Moore that he believes that Trump ran for president. Now, see, this is what I think is hitting the nail right on the motherfucking head right here. This one right here, right? He said that Trump ran for president in a bid to secure a better apprentice deal with NBC. I was shocked when he decided to run for president. This is the quote from Howard Stern. I was shocked when he decided to run for president, and even more shocked that sort of people took it seriously. He just wanted a couple more bucks out of NBC, and that is why Donald is calling for voter fraud investigations. He's pissed he won. He still thinks he wants Hillary Clinton to win. He's so fucking pissed. He's hoping that he can find some voter fraud and hand it over to Hillary. Like, I honestly, you know what? That kind of makes sense. If you think about it, it kind of makes sense. Like, I don't think he wanted this job. I've said it before. I said it way back before he even was elected. But what I'm saying is, I think now he's got it. We're fucked. That's the problem. Because he wanted to get a little bit more out of NBC for The Apprentice, and he started talking all this crazy shit, and then we realized that a whole lot of the country out there is just straight up stone cold. Oh my goodness, what is happening to us all crazy? Then look what happens. Nuts, right? Nuts. Well, he finished up saying that finishes up by saying this here. It says the reformed shock jock said he was amazed at Trump's actions because he remembers him being for Hillary Clinton and pro-abortion. Stern said any anti-abortion talk from Trump is just an effort to appeal to his political base. And I agree with that, too, because I remember when he used to not give a fuck and he was like for abortion. And I remember him like being for Hillary Clinton, too. And now all of a sudden he's not. So it's like he's just saying whatever the fuck he wants to say because he knows that's what these people want to hear because they're crazy. But crazy can't acknowledge crazy because crazy don't think crazy is crazy because they're crazy, too. So we're fucked. And you know why else we're fucked? Okay, another reason we're fucked. There's this story that I come across. It came out of the NPR, but it was like fact-checking this week in Trump administration. There's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. In 1 week, there are 14 that they are mentioning here. Bad enough, bold face lying ass lies that are being perpetrated on this country, and that we're just supposed to accept and act like it's fucking the truth. Like that fucking that woman, I swear, one day if I snap and just like lose it on her, I apologize in advance, but I can't even look. I wish I could not look at any of these articles or watch any of these programs where this cunty and con job bitch ass woman who just infuriates me because she sits there lying through her teeth and then tries to like shun people or chastise people because they're fact checking them and like pointing out that they're lying through their teeth. I don't give a fuck if you call it a goddamn alternative fact. You know what it is? It's a bold faced lie, you stupid ass. And for the simple fact of calling you out as a liar doesn't instantly make me an asshole. You want me to tell you why? Because sometimes you may need to be told you're a fucking straight up bold-faced liar. I don't care if you call it alternative facts or not. You're lying. You're a liar. You're a liar. And I'm sure everybody has heard about her latest one where she is a straight-up, stone-cold, lying-ass, bitch-ass, lying hoe where she was on that hardball program, right? And she went and made up a complete Bowling Green massacre terrorist attack that supposedly had happened, but guess what had not happened? Everybody who has a brain knows that it did not happen. Anybody who quick looked at the interwebs at all knew it didn't happen. Guess who also got butt hurt as fuck? She is all kind of butt hurt. We'll get into that in a second. But this is what this dumb ass woman said. She goes on the national news and says this straight up, stone face, just like that, like she is straight up telling the truth. And the scary part about this nonsense is there is a certain part of the population out there who believes anything and everything this crazy woman says. Like, that's the part that I find the most ridiculous. If there are people out there who believe this shit, they just take it at face value and move on with their life. The rest of us are just nuts. And I honestly, that's just nuts. See, we're never going to get anywhere because we both just think each other's nuts. It's like I was saying earlier, when like two crazy people, crazy don't know crazy because it's crazy. It's ridiculous. But this is what this woman has done said, right? She went, I bet there was very little coverage. I bet it's brand new information to people that President Obama had a 6-month ban on the Iraqi refugee program after 2 Iraqis came here to this country, were radicalized, and they were the masterminds behind the Bowling Green massacre. The masterminds behind the Bowling Green massacre. I mean, most people don't know that because it didn't get covered. You know why it didn't get covered, cunty Ann? It did not get covered on account of it didn't happen. Okay, sugar, you really gonna have to start like fucking pulling it together. Like, this is what I really want though. Like, whoever it was, I forget who, does it say on here? I don't know, we might get to it. Whoever she was talking to, some old fella, I remember seeing him. And I also remember like, I'm like, he should talk better, but that's a different subject. But okay, this is the thing. I know, and that's coming from me. I probably shouldn't say those kind of things out loud. We'll just leave it. Fuck it. Who cares, right? Well, but this is the thing. At what point does somebody just go, girl? No, I'm just, I have had it. I have no more. You know what? We are done. Stop. If you're just going to sit there and lie to my motherfucking face, like I was talking to somebody at that place that I go to every day, right? We were saying it needs to be like that old VH1 pop-up videos thing. So, well, TVs like have a special program in there that's whenever somebody like Cunty Ann comes on the TV and she says something completely asinine and 100% wrong, ain't no alternative fact. It ain't even a fact because it's a lie. Liar. You liar face liar, right? But it needs to be like pop-up videos where it just pop-up. It's like, you're like, nope, this is really the truth right here. Bloop, bloop, here it is. Or the other thing I said, it's like you could have freaking Pumpkinhead and his freaking dead mangy fox and his fart puss pop up. Because you remember whenever he was in those debates, he was always going like wrong, wrong, doing that little Vienna sausage across like a little homo wrist snap going wrong. Like that could pop up. So whenever we know that whatever's coming out of their mouth at that moment is wrong. And the person who's telling them it's wrong is Pumpkinhead. And for some reason, they listen to him. So maybe if it's Pumpkinhead that's telling them that's wrong, they'll be like, oh, you know what? Even though Pumpkinhead is dumb as a box of fucking stumps, and I don't know how this ever happened. Whatever. You get my point, right? My point has been made there, right? But then come to find out, there was no Boiling Green Massacre at all, and Conway has acknowledged she misspoke. She asked for grace for the mistake. No, you don't get no grace, because you want to mean, you know what? This upsets me, so I can't even talk. What this means is you are the fucking lazy ass, lazy bitch ass bitch. That's what that means. That means you did not do your research. That means you did not put in any fucking homework on this. That means you did not prep for this interview, because that is something that you would not want to misspeak, because it is too fucking easy to prove, and it really makes you look like an even bigger mouth breathing moron than you already are. It's fucking ridiculous. Do you not get it? Wrap your fucking head around something other than fucking Trump's asshole. Lord have, oh, Dolly, please, Dolly, give me strength. I can't, like, it's the whole thing. And then she comes on, she's trying to say, call it an honest mistake. I don't believe her. I do not believe her, because you know what? Okay, and this might make me sound somewhat hypocritical, but I just do this at the place I go to every day. I don't do it on freaking the national level, messing with people's lives and all that kind of shit. But sometimes when I need to get something done, I just do it, and then I apologize on the flip side. But this is like, she fucking fucked up. She's like, honest mistakes abound, she tweeted. Last night, prominent editor of liberal site apologized for almost running a story. RE tweet from fake account, yet won't name him, attack him, to get base to descend upon him. Then she tries to bring in this fucking MLK Jr. fake bus story. Like, whatever, like, okay, yes, the dude said, oops, I messed up, and then moved on. Like, that's a mistake, Kellyanne. What you did was fucking calculated, and if it was calculated, now I'm starting to think it's calculated. I didn't even want to think it was calculated until right now, and all of a sudden the word came out of my mouth, and now I'm thinking maybe it had been calculated. If that's the case, you're an awful, hateful woman, and there is a special place for awful, hateful people like you. There is no Dolly Parton music where you are going, and that is the scariest thing in the whole entire ever. I'm just saying is all. You are going to the land of no Dolly Parton music. And as far as a Hollywood hick is concerned, you are going to the worst place ever possible, whenever, like, of all possible. Like, if it's bad, you're going to worse. Awful, hateful, awful woman. Ugh. But I got to talk about something else. This whole thing just pisses me off. Oh, this. Let me click on it, see if it'll actually fucking pull up my article story here, because I saw this over on the page 6 just a little while ago, right? Because I was wondering if anything like this was going to happen. Because remember, when the Dixie Chicks got in all that trouble and all everybody got all butt hurt because they made a comment about how they were kind of embarrassed to be from the same state as the president right now, after he had done some pretty kind of crappy shit right about that time, and their people were not very happy with him, and there were a lot of people were being vocal about it. It was about W, right? And everybody was upset. And then every fucking redneck motherfucker in the history of redneck motherfuckers done went and lost their ever-loving mind, went crazy, cuckoo banana, started burning Dixie Chick stuff, going all crazy, wishing death threats on them. They had to do a whole song about it to let people know you are fucking straight up nuts. People still ain't got over it. When she was on the Country Music Awards with Beyonce, everybody lost their ever-loving fucking mind because those fucking ladies illed it, and everybody else looked like fucking amateur hour after they got up there because the chicks fucking nailed it. And then Beyonce, I mean, that bitch can perform no matter what you want to say about it. Bitch knows what she's doing, and she looked good too. She was like, I'm gonna come out here, I'm gonna fucking blow you bitches away, and then I'm gonna be like, bye Felicia. And with the Dixie Chicks, the ones that y'all hate, but I'm are fucking way more talented than like 99% of the people in this fucking room. All right, I just saw the Dixie Chicks at the Hollywood Bowl. I think I've talked about it here before, just a couple of few months ago, and the bitches fucking killed it. It was one of the best shows I've seen in a long time. First song was a little rocky, like her voice wasn't warmed up yet, but then second song on it was titties. I'm just saying. Okay, but remember all that happened to the fucking Dixie Chicks, right? So I was like, somebody somewhere is going to say something that's kind of an equivalent to that, and I'm wondering if anybody's going to get the same kind of backlash or what's going to happen. Well, now I'm curious to see if it is going to happen, because I'm looking over here on the Page Six website, right? And it says right here, Springsteen tells crowd he's embarrassed to be American, right? So he done went and said he's embarrassed too. So I'm curious if people going to have the balls to try to stand up to Bruce Springsteen and be like burning up on his shit, because that could get straight up interesting, because then like New Jersey wouldn't know what to do with them damn selves. They would go fucking crazy. Like even fucking Chris Christie would probably like go crazy. He just pop. He just all of a sudden just pop all that fat and just go flying everywhere. What happened? But says right here on the Page Six website, Bruce Springsteen, a once proud American with his song Born in the USA, said at a concert in Australia he's embarrassed to be an American. Which, quite frankly, I am too, because we are associated with this. It's like my mama used to always say. She would always be like, you are a reflection of me, and make me go upstairs and change my outfit before I could get out of the goddamn house, right? Well, that's kind of how I feel. It's like, oh my God, these people are a reflection of me, and look at what they are up to. Oh my sweet Dolly, help us. But now I'm curious, because he's on here saying, says that he's 67, according to this article, too, BT Dubs. He addressed the crowd as embarrassed Americans, referring to President Trump in the White House in a newly surfaced clip from his show in Melbourne. So this happened in Australia right after the president, dumbass punkin' head, done went and yelled at the Australian president because he didn't like about something deal that he made up with Obama about these immigrants that were there and sort of stuck. Nobody knows what to do with. And all of this nonsense, they sort of struck a deal, and then Trump goes over there yelling, pointing his fucking little Vienna sausage fingers in the air. You know it was like pitching a fit. And that did good. I'm glad that Australian dude kind of stood his ground, and now everybody's like calling him out on it. Now he wants to get all butthurt, saying like, well, that's not what happened, but we know you're a liar, so we don't believe anything you fucking say, because you even lied. You do it on TV and then tell us you didn't do it and don't remember we saw you do it on TV. You're just that dumb. Oh my goodness. Okay, back to my story, because I'm getting all upset. But this also kind of bothers me. But still, he apparently sang a cover of something called Don't Hang Up, mocking Trump's phone call with Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull. That's who I was talking about. See, I don't really know who all these people's names are, because they're not on TV over here. And that's really the only way I can remember anybody's name, if I've seen you on TV, right? So it's embarrassing, but that's just how it is. See, I'm embarrassed for that. I'm also embarrassed with Bruce Springsteen here, which, you know, normally I don't side with Bruce Springsteen. I mean, I guess we kind of would side politically, but I don't like his music, y'all. I might make me un-American. I don't give a fuck what anybody says, but I feel like he sounds like he's straining a tank of dump whenever he sings. It just bothers me. I don't know what it is. Ever since that, I mean, when I was like in high school when Born in the USA came out, and I was like, oh my God, if I got to listen to that one more time, every time it come on, I felt like I need to take a shit, because I was like, he sounds like he's pushing out of like a sideways turn. That's what he sounds like. But sorry, digress. And that was probably kind of more information anybody wanted to know. But I felt like sharing at the moment, because I needed to lighten my own mood. And if it worked on you, good. If not, because I'm about to get riled up again. Because like my rainbow sparkles and sunshines, they do not last very long anymore, because I read shit on the interwebs and then I just go, what the oh my what? Right? Okay. But apparently, Springsteen also announced his band is part of a resistance against the Trump administration. It's not the first time he's taken aim at Trump. During a wide-ranging interview on Mark Maron's WTF podcast in January, Springsteen said he had doubts Trump is simply competent enough to be president. See, now, like, this is where we kind of agree. Like, I don't think the dude is fucking competent enough. Do you? And if you do, then you are not competent enough to answer that question. That's just how I feel. That's when I had to, like, Dolly tells me not to judge, and in that moment it would be empire. That is when it separates the me's from the dollies, because she probably could. Ain't no way in fucking hell that ever happened, if the Hollywood hick be able to do that. Just saying is out. He went on saying it's simply the fear of, is someone simply competent enough to do this particular job? Forget about where they are ideologically. Do they simply have the pure competence to be in a position of such responsibility? Now, that's a good question. And I'm always saying, too, on here, fuck, too, that I'm like, we shouldn't be listening to the celebrities. And I think I'm like going against that today. But I don't care. I like whatever. I might not like his music, but I like what he's saying right here because it makes fucking sense. Him and Howard Stern, look, go figure. Howard Stern and Bruce Springsteen are making some freaking sense. Two people that, well, actually, I would figure they would have made sense. They're kind of some of the smarter ones because some people are just stupid and some people should not be allowed to talk. But fortunately, people who are kind of can put it together are actually speaking at the moment. So that's a good thing. And I'm rambling. So we're going to finish this up so I can quit being so freaking angry. We're going to talk about some more joyous things. Like it's like celebrities doing things that make me feel better about myself, things like that. But Springsteen said he also planned to do his best to play a very, very small part in trying to ensure America maintains its ideals. He also added that there were plenty of good, solid folks that voted for Donald Trump. And the outcome of the election is that Americans can now see that there are millions of people in the United States who think differently than they do. Actually, and I kind of agree with that too, because people were just living in bubbles. They just thought their little shit was all that mattered in the whole world. And all of a sudden this shit went, what the what? That's what happened. That's what happened. So look at that. Look at that. Bruce Springsteen making sense. I just can't listen to his music. I swear to God, it sounds like he's straining to take a turd. Like, shut up, Hick. Just good. Shut up and move on to another story. What else? Oh, you know what? I was going to talk about this Milo Yiannopoulos. I can't say his last name right. Yiannopoulos. I can't do it. I was going to talk about that whole thing in Berkeley, but this also angers me because it's like this homo fucking up there, he's just instigating. And like, to me, there's a marked difference between free speech and just going up there to just fucking instigate people. I just think I don't even think he believes the words coming out of his mouth. He just says it because he just like, whatever. If I talk about that for two, I'm getting stuttery, which means the fucking inner hell note is cutting fucking cartwheels up inside my gut saying like, if you don't fucking reel me in right now and put me on the bench, then this shit's gonna go fucking crazy. So ain't talking about that Milo Yiannopoulos, whatever his name is. I don't even like him enough to figure out how to say his name. That's how like I just can't even take the time to figure out how to say your name because you're such a fucking horrible, awful, hateful person. And it just bothers me that you're a fucking homo. That's the part that I hate the most because we already got enough against us than having people like you go out there and fucking just be a dick for the simple fact of being a dick. Moving on. Okay, now we're gonna talk about something that brings the Hollywood Hick joy. I don't give a fuck if it brings you joy. Who the fuck cares? Because I am so excited, and I might have even mentioned it on here earlier before, I can't remember, but every time I see something new about it, it gets me so fucking excited. I cannot motherfucking stand it, right? But Margot Robbie is going to be playing Tanya Harding in this. It's a horribly titled movie. I hope they change it. They're calling it I, Tanya, like I, comma, Tanya. I hope they change that shit. But now, I have always been and still am Team Tanya. I don't care what nobody says. I think that she did make some mistakes, but this was like she didn't have nothing to do with Nancy Kerrigan get whacked in the knee by Jeff Galooly's. It was all Galooly thinking he was going to do this to like win back his fucking wife who left him because he was a fucking crazy cuckoo bananas. And then he ends up putting out a sex tape. Like he was a horrible, but probably still is a horrible person. Right. But the only thing Tanya was guilty of was not fessing up on the flip side that she had found out what had happened and she hadn't done it quick enough. I'd like to think that she was about to when they found out that she hadn't done it yet, but whatever. But she was like the most athletic. She could fucking do fucking jumps and twirls that no other fucking chick could do, and they wouldn't give her her marks. And fucking, she was always arguing with the judges. And I can't wait to see this fucking movie because it is gonna be honestly, I hope they do not disappoint me. Margot Robbie, you cannot disappoint a hick with this Tanya Harding movie because so far it looks good. And because the TMZ has been following this, and this is why I like the TMZ. I don't care what nobody says about the TMZ. You gotta get your news somewhere. And honestly, I'd rather read this news sometimes than fucking turn on one of those other more fucking reputable ones or whatever the hell you want to talk about, because I've had to see Kellyanne fucking bitch ass con job cunt face. It's one thing to just not be a good person, but it's one thing to be a horrible person. Whatever, not talking about that anymore. We're talking about joyous things like a Tanya motherfucking Harding movie, right? But okay, this is how I know it's gonna be good, because this is somebody somehow snuck a shot of them rehearsing for this movie where she's on the ice yelling at the judges. And tell me that this is like, oh, I'm just going to let you judge for yourself this one line. And I hope this one line demonstrates to you exactly how many, like, why I have so much hope for this movie. Okay, want to hear it? Here it go.
Suck my dick. Is that fucking...
Okay, see why I have so much high hopes for this movie? That right there. That should explain to you why I cannot wait for this fucking Tonya Harding, I, Tonya movie starring Margot Robbie, who it's like killing it. And from the pictures and stuff I've seen with the outfits and everything, like really, like I hope they do this right, because it's a great story too. If you think about it, like the whole thing is crazy. It's a great fucking story. But she nailed it. This because like somebody got this behind the scenes footage just over on the TMZ. And she's a perfect physical fit. They say right here on TMZ too. See, me and TMZ even think alike. No wonder I read their shit all the fucking time. But that's what's going on in this world. Oh my God, this story. Okay, moving on, because I looked down at my piece of paper and then I remembered this story. It's like, this is when I'm glad that I had a relatively normal childhood, even though I grew up in the South and everything was not probably quite as perfect as it maybe could or should be. But really, as for the most part, it was kind of a fucking Beaver Cleaver, except for I just had to get like be able to figure out how to deal with homo jokes all the fucking time, right? And people like trying to push me around. But then that's how I became kind of funny and ran my mouth all the time. I figured if I didn't quit talking, they wouldn't get a word in edgewise. So that's kind of how that worked out. I sit here running my mouth talking to you people, right? Well, some people got horrible motherfucking parents, and I feel bad for them, because this dude, like, one, although I don't get his music, I don't, like, I've listened to some of it and everything, like, it's just, I don't think I'm cool enough to get his music, but I'm talking about this Frank Ocean fella, right? Like came out as gay and an R&B singer, which is really, like, kind of hard to do, because it just is, and, but then, because, like, then it's, like, his dad now has come out and is suing him for $14.5 million. His father is suing him, and it's for the most, okay, just wait till you find out why, right? But I'm getting this off of the Page Six too, right here. It says Frank Ocean's father this week filed a $14.5 million lawsuit against his Grammy Award winning son, claiming the singer branded him a homophobe in a social media post. His name is Calvin Cooksey, and he lives in New Mexico. Says he's entitled to millions of dollars on account of his son's all allegedly libelous comments made on the singer's Tumblr page last year, according to the suit he filed in California on Thursday. Says here, this is a quote from I'm Reckoning Calvin. Says, I was 6 years old when I, oh no, this has to be from Frank Ocean's. I was 6 years old when I heard my dad call our transgender waitress a faggot as he dragged me out of a neighborhood diner saying he wouldn't be served because she was dirty. That was the last afternoon I saw my father and the first time I heard that word, I think, although it wouldn't shock me if it wasn't. Cooksey, who is representing himself, now claims his future financial opportunities in film and music industries were ruined by his son's post. Like, your future, you didn't have none, and now you're saying that he ruined your possibilities that didn't exist. Like, the people and their fucking logic is just more than a hit can wrap his brain around sometimes. I'm just saying is all, y'all. But apparently this post was liked and blocked like 45,000 times. Frank Ocean is just like, I ain't even commenting on this fucking bullshit nonsense horrible parent thing. You ain't enough. Like, if you haven't seen your dad since you were six, then it's like that's just horrible. That's, I don't understand anybody that can fucking disown their children. It's just, I don't even get me started on that either. My fucking inner hell no will go cuckoo bananas, right? But apparently Cooksey is a self-described singer, writer, and inventor. What did he invent? A fucking bogus ass lawsuit. He sued Russell Simmons for $142 million after the hip-hop mogul called him a deadbeat dad. Like, it's like the truth hurts. Like, people just can't handle the truth. It's like that, well, Jack Nicholson line or whatever. Is it Jack Nicholson? Whatever. That movie with Tom Cruise he did. Whatever. You know what I'm talking about. He can't handle the truth, or you can't handle the... But I fucked that up. But you know what I'm talking about, right? Well, just be glad that you ain't got parents like Frank motherfucking Ocean, y'all. Because Dolly help us all. Horrible. Why was that? Like, how could, like, into your kid, too? That's the thing. Like, you could just, like, I don't know, you burned all your bridges, so he's not going to give you no money because you've been an asshole your whole life. So now you're going to go try to sue him for it when he tells people the horrible shit you did when he was growing up. Just works. If you do horrible shit, your kid might tell on you. That's just how that shit works, dumb fuck. Okay, let's find something else to talk about here. What else is going on out here? Ooh, let's do an update on a Hollywood hick favorite. That's my new theme song for when I want to revisit somebody because I saw an article about it. Here it is. It was over on the Daily Mail out of the United Kingdoms. I like their news. It's kind of snarky, right? But says here on the Daily Mail, we're doing a check-in with one of my favorite families to just fucking blast to all blastiness on account of their horrible, awful people who like to preach one thing and live another way and just do horrible, awful. Like, just I just can't, right? Just can't. But you know I'm talking about them damn Duggars. Them fucking Duggars, like, every once in a while something comes up because I can't pay attention to the ones they put on TV. Now, that one husband looks like Skeletor or something. He's just like, I can't. And his wife just got those crazy eyes. Like, all the women have the crazy eyes, and I just can't look at them. It's like, even, like, I think that's a condition on marrying one of the, like, a dude, like, the one that Josh Duggar married, that Anna, the one that we're fixing to talk about now, like, she's kind of got those crazy eyes, too. It's like, I think those crazy eyes are a prerequisite to, like, join that family. But that's just a theory. Like, you know, I also got a theory about close-set eyes and psycho killers, but that's a different story for a different day. But says here on the Daily Mail, right here, that Josh Duggar divorce battle. Anna is planning to file for divorce because details about how her husband molested his sisters may come to light in a lawsuit. Yeah, these fucking Duggars is about to get deposed. Disposed? I don't know. They got to go do a deposition. I don't know how you say the short version of that. They got to go get depositioned. So they got to go do this, right? But it says here, Anna Duggar is reportedly getting ready to call it quits with husband Josh and ditch his very extended family for a new life with her four children in a different state. She's like, bye, Felicia. I ain't just moving next down the road. I am moving to a different state. Out. See you later. I just can't put up with you and your nonsense anymore. You look smarmy anyways. But goes on, says, Anna hasn't told Josh she wants a divorce, but a friend of hers put her in touch with a lawyer, and Anna has spoken to the lawyer on the phone, coming from a family insider. That's according to InTouch. And you know InTouch has been on this shit like fucking white on rice. They've been all over like stink on shit. They were like, ooh, people gonna buy our magazines because these people, we done expose the crazy, right? Went on and said she's been putting off meeting them for some time because she was terrified of being spotted at their office, but she is now finally ready to make the move and will be visiting the attorney in a week or so. The long-suffering wife reportedly reached the end of her rope when she learned that the lawsuit filed against Josh in Los Angeles could result in her husband and his family being deposed. I did say it right. Look at that. Booyah! And forced to answer questions about his molestation of four of his sisters, right? Anna is sickened by this here lawsuit, and it's a major reason she's divorcing Josh. That's according to a source. I don't know whose source is, but I choose to believe it on account of it's more fun to believe it, right? Well, they ain't finished there. Says, Anna is not the only one who's worried either. Her family insider revealing that Josh's parents are just as nervous about what may happen in court later that month. This case is the Duggar's worst nightmare, according to this insider. It's the worst nightmare. Zoot the Lord's. Josh and his parents, Jim, Bob, and Michelle. Michelle, she got crazy eyes for real. Like, and those bangs, don't even get me started on those bangs. Can't, won't, don't. We'll spend the rest of the hour talking about them goddamn fucking what the what bangs, right? But the story goes on right here. It says that Josh's parents, Jim, Bob, and Michelle, worst bangs ever, are terrified of what this lawsuit will do to the Duggar's already tarnished reputation and how many secrets will come spilling out. Because they got some closets up in them skeletons. No, skeletons up in them closets. It's been almost 2 years since it was revealed that Josh had been molesting five minors as a teenager, including four of his sisters. Also, that late summer, it was also revealed he had an account on the cheating website Ashley Madison's and allegedly had been paying women for the sex, right? And he's getting sued, from what I understand, about the from the dude whose picture he stole to use on the Ashley Madison's and all these other, like, looking for ladies websites. So he's got some fucking lawsuit coming his way. Goes on and says he flew off to a faith-based rehab facility in September of 2015 and stayed there until April of the following year, but nobody ever saw him. Like, nobody has any really proof he's there, from what I understand, either. I don't know if that's true either or not, but I choose to believe that too. You can do whatever. According to Cunty Ann Conway, that's how we're supposed to go about things. So if y'all choose to believe it, we's good. All right. He managed to get a whole bunch of more scandals. The love, however, is this is it. Back to Anna. The love, however, is no longer theirs. Says a source close to Anna, who tells the Mazagine, Anna and Josh share the same bed, but she never has sex with him anymore. She just does not want to. I don't know why she wanted to in the first place. Ugh, he's just so pasty and weird looking. I couldn't, and I could do a lot, and I couldn't do that. Her family insider also said that Anna is hoping to be well compensated when she exits the union with her husband. And good for you, girl. You fucking get yours, Anna. Anna, girl, you get yours. You hear this, Hick? You listen to me, girl. You got four babies. You take care of them children because you ain't got no skills. You get whatever you can get because your mom and daddy didn't teach you nothing. All you've done is make babies. And you're not going to be able to just go out there and all of a sudden be some kind of secretary or some shit because you're going to be lost. You're going to be lost, lost, lost. I just feel it, right? But Anna knows the Duggar family has deep pockets, and she will be asking for a huge settlement from Josh. Good for you, girl. Get yours. Get yours. Anna feels Josh put her through hell with this disgusting behavior. So she believes she is completely justified in squeezing every penny out of him that she can. Good for you, girl. Get yours. Josh's upcoming lawsuit was filed last year by Matthew McCarthy, a popular DJ who lives in Los Angeles and spins at a number of Hollywood hotspots. This Saturday, he even got a shout out up in here. He'll be performing for EMX at the Pioneer DJ stage at Avalon. That is right here close to the Hollywood Hit compound, right down there in Hollywood Town. McCarthy alleged in his papers that he was the subject to ridicule after Josh used a photo of him in an online dating and hookup site, which caused him to lose work. His photo was apparently plucked from the internet by Josh and then used to create a misleading OKCupid profile, which is linked to one of Josh's email addresses. McCarthy's lawyers can now depose not only Josh, but others. Ooh, it's this dude that's getting him deposed because of the picture. Ooh, you go, fucking DJs, what you call it, Pioneer, on the Pioneer DJ stage. He goes by some funny DJ name. They all go by a funny name, DJs. But he was like, Jim, Bob, and Michelle are worried that McCarthy's lawyers will also depose members of their family, which means they will all be forced to talk about Josh's inappropriate sexual behavior, as well as the family's cover-up of what he did. Remember, they tried to cover that shit up, too. They were all fucking running scared. And it says right here, the Duggars are scared. That insider then noted, Anna does not want to be there when the family's filthiest secrets are unearthed. More than anything, said one source, Anna wants to protect her children with Josh from being impacted by any scandal. The couple have two sons, and this goes on for fucking ever. But what I'm talking about is, almost done. The Duggars, whatever, they're trying to rebuild their reputation, whatever, that's the gist of it. But the gist of it right there, Duggars, they got some trouble fucking brewing up in Duggartown, and that just kind of brings me joy because people who are that hypocritical and whatever, when they get theirs, sometimes you just have to sit back and wait and it all just happens, and that's pretty much what happened with these Duggar people. All right, let's see what else is going on here. I wrote down some things to talk about this evening. So, there was this thing. Because another thing that I agree with completely. We're going to see if this linking works. Because I'm trying a new system here where I was, like, putting some links onto a Word document, right? So that I would then be able to, like, remember things that I had looked at while I was at that place I go to every day. Because occasionally, like, during lunch or whatever, I would eat a sandwich and look at the interwebs, right? Well, I was looking on here and I came across this thing on this Muse website that's over there off of the Jezebel website people, right? Used to be the Gawker people, but then that dumbass Peter Thiel fella done went and fucked that up for us, didn't he? And then now we look at the Jezebel, but there's this article on here that was just like pointing something out that like just makes, because this is how I feel too. Like I wish there were more lady country singers, and this justifies that point. Because it says here on the Muse, somebody was talking named Bobby Finger. Actually, I read his stuff on here a lot. I kind of like this dude, Bobby Finger. And I'm trusting that's his real name too, because I'd be kind of great if that was his real name, right? But says male country singers just want to fuck in their trucks. And that's what it is. Like, all their songs are just about that. He points out here, there was a time when country stars like Patsy Cline, Hank Williams Jr., and the problematic but influential Louvin Brothers helped define the genre as we know it by wearing their hearts on their sleeves, singing about bad luck, failed romances, and worries that they might be going to hell. But that country tradition of misery and desperation is more apparent in modern female vocalists, which is the truth. Like Mary Morris, that fucking album of hers is tits. If you ain't listening to it, you should do your ear holes a favor and go out and get Mary Morris's album. I think it's called Hero. Kacey Musgraves and Miranda Lambert, all of them got fucking tits music out there. You should be listening to it. It don't sound like all that fucking bro country. It actually sounds like country motherfucking music. It's fucking tits good. Go see you guys right here. All of whom released great albums recently, BT Dubs. Then their male counterparts who just want to fuck in their trucks. Because it says, isn't it funny when Morris, who feels like a hard-to-get starlet in 80s Mercedes, and then Musgraves, who drives far away from an ex and halfway to Memphis, and Lambert, who's her girlfriend's getaway driver, sing about driving. They're either driving away from a man or enjoying themselves alone. I think that's what the difference is. Take the final verse of Michael Ray's new single, Think a Little Less, in which the legend country star and doppelganger spends the first two-thirds of the song getting all horned up about the idea of maybe potentially getting his lady friend out of her dress, and then, as though mandated by male country music law, bam! I'll go warm up the truck if you want to hop in. And apparently there's an absurd music video that dropped last week where something like probably that's exactly what just probably happens. But it's all, it goes on and says there's a common move among men in the genre that's presumably meant to, I don't know, legitimize them as real country singers, like their hair is sexy and they don't have to shave every day and maybe drink vodka or red wine instead of Miller Lite, and they care about dressing stylishly, but they still have to drive a truck and definitely want to fuck a lady in the back of it. Like, I completely agree with that, 100%, because that's what it is. It's like, I don't give a fuck. I'll be all like this, but I'm going to still drive a truck, and that's for fucking. That's right. And actually, fucking in the bed of a truck is not, I have done it. It is really not that comfortable. It's hard. Usually, like, it's like they're usually not that well kept because people sliding things in and out, like, that's used for hauling shit. So it's all scratched up and stuff. It's like, it was not the most enjoyable of places to get biz. I'm just saying is all. But it, like, points out this dude, Sam Hunt, which, really, honestly, like, I kind of give that dude a little bit of a vibe because he's so fucking good-looking. But at the same time, they're, like, making a point that, like, he's got some songs out there that are, like, about getting up in the truck. And then, like, fucking Luke Bryan. And his, everything I sing sounds like it's Luke Bryan. But he, like, his stupid, like country girl Shake It For Me song where it's, like, get in the truck, butt, thing, whatever. I'm just saying it's out. Point is, ladies are making way better country music than fellas right now. That's just hands down Hollywood Hicks' opinion, and it's really kind of going to be hard to argue with because the ladies are making tits better music just because they don't all sound alike. They all sort of have their own thing going on. And there's also this chick, Brandi Clark, they won't play on the radio because she's a lesbian, and all the fucking radio stations that play country music should be slapped across the face and kicked in the nuts for not playing her because she's got fucking tits awesome music. And also Ashley Munro, they should be playing more of her because she's got tits awesome music too, but they won't do it. All they do is play this goddamn bro country. Can't talk about this no more. I felt my rainbow sparkle sunshine's getting ate up by fucking angers because, speaking of angers, what time is it? Oh, we got time. I got to find this story. Where is it? I know I clicked on a save. Here we go. Here we mother trucking go. Hopefully this will open up here quickly, but it's over on the page 6 because everybody remember, and I think I haven't even talked about this when it initially happened because he went fucking nuts, and apparently this dude's got some straight up rage issues. Like, I work mine out through here on this here microphone. Like, by the time I'm done with this every time, I'm like, oh, I feel so much better. I done got all that off my chest. I can go about my day not being angry. It lasts for about 30 minutes, and it's 30 blissful motherfucking minutes, okay? Okay, but remember I told y'all about when it was a while back when he like attacked one of his neighbors over some cockamamie reason, which we'll probably get to when I read this because I can't remember the exact reason off the top of my head. But says here on the page 6, neighbor sues Anthony Michael Hall for assault and battery. Now this is the dude off of Weird Science, Breakfast Club, 16 Candles, always playing the geeky dude. Like, then he got all growed up and then all of a sudden like hit man size, which does happen because that's what happened to me. I was like scrawny as fuck. We hit 24, 25, and next thing you know, all of a sudden I reached man size. And that is exactly what happened to Anthony Michael Hall. And now, or maybe he started taking some roids or something because he's got the rage. He's got the straight up rage because it says about, he's like attacked his neighbor, right? So it says here, Anthony Michael Hall is in more hot water following an alleged brawl with a neighbor back in September of 2016. Hall's neighbor, Richard Sampson, has filed an assault and battery lawsuit against the Breakfast Club star. In court filing, Sampson accused Hall 48 of negligence, assault, battery, intentional infliction of emotional distress, and negligent infliction of emotional distress. He claims that Hall confronted him in their condominium complex in a rude or intimidating manner and engaged in offensive touching, and that Hall assaulted, intimidated, and battered him, leaving him with hurt and injured in his health, strength, and activities. Ooh, they are throwing it at his ass. Sampson also alleged that he sustained injuries to his nervous system and person, causing him great mental, physical, emotional, and nervous pain and suffering. He is just coming up with everything. He's like, I'm going to get you on something. I'm getting you on something. If the allegations are true, offensive touching may be an understatement. Hall faces up to 7 years behind bars if he's found guilty of felony battery with serious bodily injury in the case, in which he's accused of slamming Sampson to the ground and breaking his wrist. Hall pleaded not guilty to the charges. Dude, you straight up need to just go. You just need to don't fucking pass go and go straight to fucking anger management, dude. Like, I know people were like, thought you were a geek growing up because you kind of were. Then you grew out of it and people didn't know what to do with you. But I like, that's just part of the fucking game. You can't be all upset. You're going to have to contain that rage. Take it from somebody who knows. Okay. Okay. Pull it together, boy. Pull it together. Just saying. Y'all be glad you ain't Anthony Michael Hall. Sounds like he's got issues. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying is all. Okay, looks like we got time for one more thing. Let's find a story to make us all feel better about ourselves. I have saved a few. Let me see if I can find one real quick. That, oh my God, this story. Like, this will make you feel better that you are not one of these dumb homos. I swanny. This happened up in Jersey, so we can't blame Florida on this one. But I think we can partially blame North Carolina, if I remember the story correctly, from when I looked at it originally, right? But says here on the NorthJersey.com website, it says two men arrested after sex act on store display, right? Okay, so these two fucking homos went in and started getting sexy on a Bed Bath & Beyond fucking display bed, right? Says two men were arrested and charged with engaging in lewd behavior on a display bed at Bed Bath & Beyond during regular business hours. Police officers responded to the Route 3 Riverfront Shopping Center at 5 p.m. Monday on a report from a witness that two men had engaged in a sex act. Police arrested 28-year-old men, one from Nutley and the other from North Carolina. See, fucking North Carolina, shame of a state these days. Oh, but both were charged with lewdness, criminal mischief, and possession of marijuana. That's according to police reports. The Nutley suspect was also charged with having an outstanding warrant. The incident got reported by an employee who saw it going on. It's like, how would you miss it, right? Both of the men apprehended by police were found to be infected with the scabies, a contagious skin infestation caused by a microscopic parasite that burrows beneath the skin. And trust, scabies fucking suck, because I caught them when I was in fucking college, because I went and stayed at this beach house that my parents rented. And the fucking bed at that goddamn beach house had the scabies in it, gave me the scabies. You have to put this cream everywhere, because if you don't put it everywhere, they'll just run to the part where you ain't got no cream on. So you got to put it everywhere to kill the motherfuckers. Dead was horrible. Every time you get in bed, as soon as you got warm, you'd be itchy as fuck. It was fucking nuts. So these fucking gross ass homos went and gave scabies to the Bed Bath & Beyond. Because the two men were found to be suffering from a health condition, their identities are protected by the health insurance, portability, and accountability. Okay, so can't tell who they are because they probably pretty much got the scabies, right? The officers were treated at St. Joseph Regional Medical Center and released. So good, they cleaned up the doctor. Yeah, they make you put this cream everywhere that like kills them dead, and then that's how that fucking works. The detective credited the store employees were being proactive in remedying the situation. The manager of the store, however, declined to comment. But basically, out of an abundance of caution, the incident-related merchandise and display was immediately pulled from the floor and discarded. So they're like, bye, Felicia. We can't be responsible for this fucking thing anymore. So that's it. So just be glad, y'all, that y'all had the wherewithal not to go up into the fucking Bed Bath & Beyond covered in scabies and get busy on the fucking bed display. Okay? Be glad that you at least know you don't have to. You can't do that. That's just not something to do. All right? And that does it for me, Mother Truckers. I have done run out of time. But I'll be listening to me on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. Follow me on the Twitters at the H Wood Hick and the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheHollywoodHick. And I think that does it. Everybody be good. Stay out of trouble. Have fun at the Super Bowl tomorrow. I hope Lady Gaga kills it. That's really all I care about. And that proves how big of a homo I am, right? Like, I don't give a fuck. It's like, I kind of think it's the Patriots and the Falcons playing, but that may not even be true. But have fun tomorrow. Be safe. Take a fucking Lyft car. Don't take an Uber. They're horrible, awful, hateful company. Take a Lyft car. Don't be driving because they're going to be looking for you. And everybody, that does it for me. Doodle lamb, doo, bitches. Buh, buh.
Doodle lamb, doodle lamb, doodle lamb, doodle lamb, doodle lamb, doodle lamb, doodle lamb.